Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Keep it moving is where I take a look at trending stories. I read a headline and then Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more. Just based off the headline, it's kind of how we all scroll through the internet anyways, and we know you're busy, so we only do it for 2 minutes. Let's go. How about a judge who misread the verdict, read guilty instead of not guilty?
Ooh. No way.
And it took forever. Guys, this is not a murder trial. This man was accused of murder, and this is how it went down.
We, the jury, find the defendant guilty as to all 6 counts of the bill of indictment. Sheriff, will you please hand this to this moves on. Counsel? And pass it over to...
Wait, what?
Did I say not?
No.
We, the jury, find the defendant not guilty on all 6 counts.
No.
I apologize for my mispronunciation.
He, like, laughed about
what?
It.
That's not funny.
Yeah, he was accused
that
of...
That guy probably thought his... Well... I presented a horrible thing to say because he ended someone's life, or maybe he didn't because he's not guilty.
Not guilty, but yes. That was crazy. Accused of murder, found guilty. This person's like, oh my God, I was, in if they are innocent, like, yeah, like, this is crazy. And he's like, and then he's just so casually, my bad for my mispronunciation.
Yeah.
Like,
wow.
That is he going to be fired?
I don't think judges get fired. I don't think that's a thing. That was,
maybe they should.
That was crazy. Moving on to the next story. Monkey bearing is a toxic new dating trend. Experts call it maybe even cheating.
What is that?
It's in the dating world, monkey bearing is, or monkey branching, is basically saying that you hold on to your partner even though you don't want to be in a relationship with them, so you have comfort in a partner as you look for another partner.
Oh,
then you kick them into the curb. They say it's the same as cheating because, like, you're not really in a relationship with this person as you're kind of looking for someone on the
prowl. Yeah, emotionally.
Yeah, but you don't want to be alone, so you do that.
Yeah.
That's the new trend. We're out of time. Or are we? Guilty or not guilty?
Yeah, seriously.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Fake or not? That's what you were wondering. If you have a fake purse or a fake designer thing or whatever, fake things that people would get that act like they're really expensive, but they're really not. Do you tell people? Are you willing to call in right now and say, yep, I use it. Rock it. 855-444-6342. Give us a call if you are brave enough to admit that you are rocking a fake purse right now. Have it next to you in your car. 855-444-MEGA. Hannah does this all the time. I don't even know if you're supposed to confess it. People, Hannah just like, look at my purse, it's fake.
Yeah, so this keeps happening more and more. I'll have someone come up to me and they're like, oh my gosh, I love your per-. And I.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Cut them off. I'm like, it's fake.
What type of purse is it that you have a fake designer of what?
I have a million different fake purses. I have Louis Vuitton. I have YSL. Marc Jacobs.
Really?
I got like a whole slew of fake purses.
So what are they? Are they like Marc fake ups? Like,
like some of them I got on Canal Street with AB when we went to New York.
We had to barter for them.
Other ones I've ordered online. Other ones I can't say where I got them from, but.
What do you mean? Are they like from
what?
The black
Illegally.
Market? Yeah, what does that even mean?
Yeah, I may or may not have a fake purse dealer, but if you're interested, let me know. But yeah, I have no problem at all admitting they're fake. I actually enjoy telling people they're fake. Like when people are like, oh, people can tell that's fake. You know, the YSL signs up down. I'm like, cool. I don't care.
Really?
I actually think it might be more embarrassing to buy a real purse.
I totally agree.
I was going to ask you, AB, is that true? Like, as other women, do you see of the fake purse? Are you like, ugh?
No, I have so much more respect for the people that are like, oh, yeah, it's fake. And they're just completely honest about it because I know people on the flip side that have real purses that do not have the money to be buying those. So
Right. They're
giving the impression they have more money than they actually do just to try to, what, look cool?
We don't
and they can't afford that.
We don't care that people have real purses. We care more
just
that,
the honesty behind
yeah,
it.
Yeah, more about the honesty. We care
yes.
more about...
And I care about the judgment casted on me for having a fake purse.
Yeah.
Is what I care about.
But it sounds like you don't get judged.
Mm. No. Oh no, they do.
Who
I
judges?
I can think of someone right off
really?
The top of my head who judges me
See,
for having a fake purse.
I think when you divulge that right away, it's saying, you know, hey, I really like your purse. I'm. It's fake. Oh, it's attainable.
I was trying
I
to
get
yeah.
this too.
So I was trying to think of this from like a guy's perspective, and. I never feel insecure about anything. Like when I wear stuff or whatever, I'm like, whatever. Who cares if they don't like what I'm wearing?
You're a rare breed.
But I did have that happen when we went on a trip recently with Hannah for work. I bought like a cheap watch. This thing was $19.99. And one of the guys, actually, it was our boss, was talking about how his son had bought like $5,000 watch. He had an expensive watch. And I'm like, I have this $19.99 watch. And I didn't know if I was supposed to say, like, my watch is only
$20. Yeah, yeah, just shout it from the rooftop.
Like, I didn't know what I was supposed to say. Like, I'm like, am I being judged for having like a cheap watch? Does everyone know the watch is cheap? And I got on stage at like in front of everybody, like I had to speak at this conference, and my fake watch fell right off.
Oh, like, it did?
Yeah, the clips wouldn't clip on very
oh my
well.
God.
It was embarrassed.
And so like, yeah, it fell
like,
right.
I gotta get out of here.
And everyone's like, well, dude, yeah, we know you don't have an expensive watch. Your clip doesn't even work.
Sometimes I think it's in the delivery. Like, if someone was like, oh, look at my $5,000 watch, and you're like, lol, look at my $20 one, I think that's funny. But if you were to be, like cowardly and all embarrassed, like, oh, my, you know, mine's very cheap, it's breaking, then it gets weird.
I didn't even...
I'm proud of my finds.
Yeah, you should be proud of everything.
But here's the real question I'm asking, though, is I thought people didn't know. Like, I thought people looked at my watch and didn't know. And I said that, everyone's like, no, we know. Like, no. Maybe I thought we don't. Like, I have, Hannah brings in her purse every day, her whatever designer stuff, never noticed. Like, I did not know.
It might be a guy and girl thing. Like, yeah. I would never notice a guy's watch is cheap or expensive. They all look the exact same.
Yeah,
to me,
that's what I
think
thought.
Guys think the same thing about purses. Girls designer purses. Yeah.
Okay, I want to know if anyone out here listening right now has a fake purse. Do you have to tell people because everybody knows? Do you announce it? Are you willing and brave enough to say, yep, I'm, you know, so-and-so, and I got a, you know, a fake Jacobs over here. 855-444-6342. Or is Hannah the only brave person that is willing to admit all of her stuff is fake? All right. Hannah's a faker. She's so fake. If you have one of those like knockoff purses or knockoff brands, do you admit it? Are you brave enough to admit it? 855-444-MEGA. Ree, you got a bunch of knockoffs?
Yes, I do.
My girl.
My girl. What do you got fake ones of?
Marc Jacobs. I think I have a fake coach because it doesn't look real.
She's like, I don't even know. Is this thing real or not? The fact that Ree wouldn't be able to notice is interesting, right? Like, I don't even know if it's fake or real or whatever. I have an interesting question for you guys. So I did see this online, and it's so funny because Hannah was talking about how she just automatically admits that they're fake. Someone wrote, I have a friend who loves Louis Vuitton, but like they're insanely high prices. And when she was shopping with her, she had seen a card holder, a Louis Vuitton card holder, I guess. It was $200. So, of course, they didn't buy it. And she said, because she has a birthday coming up, she saw a knockoff in New York City for $20. Looks exactly like the card holder. She's like, should I get it for my friend or not? Because their friend loves Louis Vuitton stuff, though.
Yeah.
You didn't get
and then
it?
And if your friend judges you for it she's, not being real, then you shouldn't be friends.
She said, I would tell her, hey, this is a knockoff. But she's like, I don't know if they're going to like it or not. Would you give someone a knockoff then and be like, hey, you
I
like purses?
I have gifted someone
You
a
have
knockoff.
Gifted.
Yeah. People love it.
People love it. That's the best gift they've ever
gotten. Reach out to me and be like, hey, please let me know the next time you see your fake purse dealer because I would love to get a fake purse. I'll meet you in the alley.
Exactly.
Hannah's like, people love me and my fake purse dealer. Like, I give the best $20 gifts for Christmas. And people,
I do.
People love it. Welcome back to school with an hour of commercial-free music. If you are new to the Brett Maga Show, we appreciate you for checking us out. Thank you so much. Our number is 855-444-MEGA. So it's 855-444-6342. Hannah's going to break down all the stuff that's happening in Hollywood.
Yeah, we've seen Post Malone in his rap era, his country era, but never in this era we're seeing him in right now. I'll tell you what that is next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So Post Malone has been a busy, busy man this past year. He's been out touring with Jelly Roll. They just wrapped up like their United States tour, and they're about to do their world tour. But before that, he booked a gig to be an underwear model. Post Malone is now the new face of Skims Men, which if you know is Kim Kardashian's brand, and it's actually like a super successful one. And Post Malone is the guy now. So he has been posted in his new little like underwear shot. There's going to be underwear, tees, loungewear, all of course being in camo.
He looks good. He looks like lean. He got an underwear model shape. I wonder if this was inspired him to like lose weight, get in shape, because he's like looking good. Like,
well, and
I don't think anyone in the past, at least me personally, thought Post Malone sex symbol, but Post Malone is kind of rocking it like he's a sex symbol. He's like very David Beckham like with tattoos all over and his skimpy underwear.
Yeah, so he said at first he was like nervous to be posing in his underwear. He's like literally took these pictures in the mountains of Utah. Like,
yeah,
right. Like true wild country.
He really
does. And he said that he felt kind of like a Sasquatch, but I think they turned out pretty good for Post Malone. But Brett, you saying like, you know, you never thought of him as sex symbol. he's probably gotten in like a healthier lifestyle era if he's touring with Jelly Roll, because Jelly Roll just had a massive weight loss transformation.
Good point.
So both maybe these... on the bus they have, you know, like granola bars.
Yeah, both these dudes with their face tattoos are doing Skims commercial lines and eating salads and talking about, you know, how to what's the kale drink we're going to drink.
Yeah, that's what they're doing it right.
That's what I picture Post Malone and Jelly Roll on tour with together like.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Megaminds.
Let's give you the Megamind question of the day and see if you can figure out the answer here on the Brett Mega Show. 16% of married people have done this without telling their spouse. What are they doing on the side,
ooh,
Hannah?
I'm going to say that they are secretly doing something that I condone, gambling.
Condoned. Okay, they gamble on the side. Don't tell their significant other about it. Kevin.
I do think it involves money. I think it's made a major purchase, like something over $1,000.
Oh, secret money. Bought something secretly on the side.
This is funny. Mine has to do with money, too. I'm going to say hiding money.
Ooh.
Oh. Like you have a secret account or hiding it under your pillow.
Wow, you guys, really close. No one got it correct. AB, did you get the first Megamind question right earlier?
Yeah, I did.
You're the closest. Okay. And almost technically right, but not. 855-444-6342. If you want to text in your guesses, 16% of people have done this without telling their spouse.
Megaminds.
Let's give you the answer to the Megamind question of the day here on the Brett Mega Show. 16% of married people have done this without telling their spouse. AB, go back and give me your answer again.
I said hiding money.
Okay. It's not technically correct. Anyone get it actually correct?
Maybe someone got it close on the text line. Dave texted in and said, I'm going to guess buy a car.
No.
Could have hid money away to buy something big.
It's because it's not real money. It is a credit card.
Oh, they have another credit card.
Yeah, they secretly got a credit card. Mm. They don't really have
she
that money.
She said like a bank account. I think that's totally my answer.
I knew you were gonna say that, but they get a credit card on the side and then they just run it up and people don't. They don't even have that money. You said they're like stealing money and packing away. They don't have this real money.
Whatever.
I was wondering if she actually got it right. Yeah, 16% of married people get a credit card on the side. Don't tell their significant other. So they could probably buy stuff like Kevin's G.I. Joe's and like he does, you know?
Yep.
AB is actually going to be a movie star. We're not sure if she's ready, so we're going to put her through acting school next on the Brett Mega Show. So apparently, AB is big-timing us. She's a big-time actress now, being in a movie. It's the Brett Mega Show. So AB... actually, still doesn't even know if she's going to be able to make it to work tomorrow or not.
Yeah.
You don't have a call time yet?
No, I'm waiting for my call time to be on set for makeup and wardrobe.
Wow. I'm waiting for my call time for shut up.
I cannot believe you just said that.
I know. Look at this. So, AB, how did you get casted in a movie?
I saw on Instagram some random news station was like, hey, there's a movie filming near you. Apply here to be an extra. And I did it as a joke.
And you had to fill out like all this stuff, like all your like...
All your measurements. It asked like how good I am at roller skating.
What'd you say?
I said level zero. I cannot do it to save my life. So I'm hoping they don't put me in roller skates.
Don't you? Oh, boy. Aren't you playing popular girl? Whatever that means.
Yes, my category is popular girl.
Wow.
All right. I know.
They asked her, "Are you willing to wear a bikini and are you willing to get wet?" I could only imagine. Oh, wow. Popular girl.
This is like Girls Gone Wild. You probably got cast.
She's a very popular girl.
But we want to make sure you don't embarrass us or embarrass yourself. Right. So I have to put you through acting school because you've never really acted before, have
no,
you?
No, I took drama class in seventh grade.
Oh, you're about to go back to drama class. So we want to make sure you're ready for tomorrow and your big day on set. I will give you an emotion and a very specific emotion, and I want you to act out that emotion, okay? And act out that scene for us. AV has no idea what about
no,
to throw.
That's, I'm so scared.
That's how acting works. The director says action, and then you act it out, right? Mm-hmm. Action. Show me happy that your kid is headed back for their first day of school.
Wait, are you giving me a line?
No.
Or I'm improvising as
improv,
well.
Improv, yes. She's so surprised.
Acting.
Okay, say it again.
Okay, your kid is headed to your first day of school and your emotion is happy.
Woo! We're going to school today!
Kids everywhere.
I'd be crying.
Yeah, the Stanley moms are like, we do not do that. That was not good.
Sorry.
Okay. I feel like we need a lot of work. Yeah. Quentin Tarantino's pissed. All right. Well, how about sad? This is more of your emotion.
Okay.
Okay. More your wheelhouse.
Show me.
Just but be you.
The scenario might not work for AB because I want to know, show me sad. Like you just found out your dog is sick. And AB probably wouldn't care for family.
I was going to say, this is really hard for me.
Can I go back to happy?
Yes.
I can't come into work today. My dog is really sick. This might be my dog Carly Rae Jepsen's last day on earth before I meet her in heaven.
Stop
she
smiling.
Probably won't be in heaven.
Oh my God!
She won't be in heaven!
Was that a flame or sadness?
Yes.
A little bit of both.
Okay. Maybe this is more your emotion. Flirty is the emotion we're going for.
Oh gosh.
We're very flirty. Like we just saw a very nerdy boy who looks like he's 18, likes to read, loves Broadway, and plays, just walked into the room. Action!
Oh man. Haven't flirted with someone in about 10 years.
Yeah, I can tell. That's what you would
I'm
say.
I'm getting nervous.
This is your dream guy.
Yeah, he's walking in. He's walking Let in. Me see your flirtation.
Right. Hey, you look good. Do you play Sims? Do you have a good gaming setup?
Guys.
Oh my God.
I think we just figured out why AB is single. We have not found out anything about your acting skills, but we do know if that's how you flirt, girl, you're going to be single forever.
Do you have a good gaming setup?
Yo, let me see your.
And you know what? If he did, his eyes will light up.
He would be like, wow.
This is the one.
Did she just talk dirty to me?
Yeah.
All right. Maybe the like emotions isn't your thing. I'm going to give you one of the most popular lines in a movie of all time. You haven't seen it yet. I'm just going to hand it to you. You deliver this line, okay? Like we're on a movie set for AB. Action.
Right.
This is your line.
I am going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
How did you guys feel about her godfather?
Never seen the movie. How'd I do?
Kevin?
You know, AB, a lot of people don't get casted just because of their neck size, but I think that's why they chose you.
I did have to put that in.
Guys, it's pretty safe to say that AB, who's going to be on a movie set tomorrow, will be back.
Yes, yeah, sure. I'll be back on the show.
She's not leaving the show for acting. That is very,
very
clear.
True.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback.
I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.